Well, first of all, I'm sorry, I'm reading your chat. I shouldn't read the chat, but Ritter's a paid Russian.
Don't read the chat, man. I never read the chat.
Ritter's a paid Russian asset. If I am, I'm waiting for the freaking check, okay? But I'm not. I pay for everything myself. It's part of the record, and I would appreciate if people would just stop that kind of nonsense. You could disagree with me. Feel free. That's, of course, legitimate. You may say that I don't know what I'm talking about. That's your right. But to call me a paid Russian asset is an insult. I was a commissioned officer in the United States Marine Corps, sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution. I've been to war to defend my country, and I would close with and destroy you, the people saying this. So don't push your luck. I'm sorry. I'm sort of in a combative mood right now because I'm very angry that it's gotten to this. This is something that just didn't need to happen. This should have been avoided back in late March, early April, when there was a peace treaty ready to be signed between Russia and Ukraine, but it was the United States and Great Britain that intervened and got the Ukrainians to back out. And it's the United States and Great Britain that has allowed this conflict to go on so that more than 2 million Ukrainians are dead, 5 million Ukrainians are wounded. The total eradication of the genetic future of Ukraine, it's dead as a society, dead as a nation. It will not survive this. No matter what happens, Ukraine is finished because demographically it can't survive given what has happened to it. This didn't need to happen. And now we're going to see cultural centers, beautiful places of Europe that are going to be destroyed in a way that they didn't have to, but now are as a necessity. The strikes that Russia did a couple nights ago were strikes that were related to the drone attack. Again, most people don't know this. They don't understand what happened there. They say, oh, Russia struck a museum. Russia struck a shopping center. Russia struck this. Every one of those places, the Ukrainians have bragged that the FP-1 drone has, the production has been broken down and hidden in schools. Hidden in the basements of museums, hidden in the garages of shopping centers. This is a statement of fact. I'm not speculating. The Ukrainians brag about this. They've actually put out videos where the guys are saying, hey, we're in the school, a school gymnasium building FP-1 drones, and are surprised when the Russians hit it. They say, oh, you hit a school. Well, it's not a school. It's now a defense industrial base. Everything you're showing here, all these targets, were involved in the manufacture of FP-1 drones. The drones being used to strike Starobelsk Teachers College. And the Russians struck, destroying these and destroying the command centers. It's believed that the Oreshnik was fired against a command center of the drones used to direct the strike. The Russians have a very good intelligence picture of what's going on. They avoid these very kinds of targets because, again, these are targets that, you know, from a visual perspective, don't look good. And so Russia's avoided. But when these places are building drones that are used to murder sleeping teachers, you know, student teachers in their dormitory, then Russia has no choice. So they struck it. But these are not national command and control targets. These are targets related to the action on Starobelsk. What Russia is getting ready to do is take out the parliament, take out the presidential administration, take out the defense ministry, take out the major infrastructure of the government of Ukraine. They're going to erase the government of Ukraine, at least the infrastructure. Sure, they'll be evacuated. People will run. It's called shake the tree, people. I've done it for a living. You blow these things up, and now they have to relocate. And Russia has good intelligence. As I said, if they know where your secret FP-1 production facility is, they're going to know where Zelensky runs to. And eventually you're going to catch up and they're going to kill them. This is a death sentence for Ukraine. Understand that every single member of the Ukrainian government has been indicted in Russia for crimes against humanity, for murder. I want to remind people of the murder that has taken place, documented in Kursk, when the Ukrainians went in at the behest of the United States and Great Britain, invaded and occupied parts of Kursk Oblast. The Ukrainian forces literally murdered hundreds of elderly Russians who couldn't evacuate. Nobody was allowed to live. They didn't just murder them. They raped them. It's on videotape. The Russian prosecutors have it. They've played it. And the people involved up the kill chain are going to be held to account. And those people include the president of Ukraine, the head of the Ukrainian intelligence service, the minister of defense, the foreign minister. All of the people involved in government have a death sentence hanging over their head. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to see something very, very ugly unfold over the course of this summer, the death of a nation.